Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What you need to know from the world of News Talk Radio, you will find in the next hour, or the next couple of hours, depending on how long you want to share the experience of the Week in Review from the world of talk radio and the world of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show and Rich McFadden, who's been my colleague for, since I think it was 1894 when we first started. You and me and Mark
Carney. Somewhere around there. Yep.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yep. All right, so we're here
Mark
to Carney discuss...
Mark was late to the party.
Yeah, the top 10 stories of the week. Jennifer Horn is off this week, so we get to the top 10 stories, and the people as well. Always the people, the tease here is that the people and the stories go together. Now, one of the big stories this week for me has been the number of flies that are in my studio. I'm about to... take a shot. Now, this is not big news, but it is a distraction. So if you hear me go during the course of the hour.
Lovely.
All right. Number 10, the relationship stuff. I don't know if there's anything new here. We pretty much have all fallen, right? Richie, do you know anybody or Victoria who's gotten a divorce as the COVID thing has penetrated our lives or have separated anybody?
Celebrities. Yeah. A lot of celebrities.
Maybe somebody you know in your circle.
I know a few people who've wanted to get divorced, but haven't.
Why?
Well, I mean, saying that, you know, it's been a lot of togetherness and it's been a strain on relationships, but no one I know has actually split.
Really?
Really?
Ancillary, the business about splitting or getting away from who you were with would lead us into thinking, okay, well, do you want to match up? Do you want to partner up with somebody else? I wonder how the dating services have done during this, because who would want to go out with somebody you don't know on a date?
It's all virtual. I hear the commercials. Yeah, it's all virtual now. So they're setting up Zoom dates for you. Yeah.
So what happens on a Zoom date?
So
what are you doing on a Zoom date?
The same thing that happens on a Zoom meeting. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you.
Oh, wow. You mean on a Zoom meeting?
On a Zoom meeting, you chat for a little bit, and then if you decide that you like each other, you chat again, and then maybe you find some socially distanced opportunity to go for a walk in the park or something like that.
You sit on
one end of the bench.
I think
it's actually a better way, because if you're seeing a person in front of you, you can know faster if you're going to have chemistry, rather than just texting five different people at once. I think it's actually cuts to the chase. I think it might be better.
Really?
Yeah,
but what happens when you want to meet them?
Well, then
when
you
want to go to dinner with them or go to a movie.
Well, depending on where you are.
Yeah, you grab coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
Coffee's not good for
it's
you.
It's not that complicated.
No. All right. I'd see if you tell where I've been for the past 6 months. Number nine, disasters, weather, the whole business about the fires on the West Coast seem to be stabilizing a little bit. But isn't it interesting, more to the point of this from my perspective, how we quickly push things off the front page, if you will. How the news cycles are such that some of these things, even though still important, are not being really handled or discussed. Once Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, there was nothing anywhere for a few days. Did you notice that? Discussion of anything.
No, yeah.
Really and truly, yeah. Nothing. And so that's the number one, too. I don't want to jump to the top of the list, but just as an aside, did she deserve as much attention as she got? How do we decide that? She had quite an amazing life. She did great things on the court.
I think she demanded the amount of attention that she got. Both being the force that she was and then creating the situation that we're in. She was an important person who passed at a very important time. Mm-hmm. And I think that creates and demands the conversation. And I think it's, it's out of control in a lot of places, but it's a good conversation for us to have. Just some people are taking it to extremes.
The conversation about her or what she did or the times we're in?
I think it's probably all three, right? Yeah. I feel like Rich is right. It's all three at once.
So and what were you going to say, Victoria?
Well, I think one of the, and I know, again, I feel bad we're skipping to the to RBG here.
Well, we'll get back. We're going to go around a little bit. But
I think one of the best things to have a focus on her life, a lot of, you know, especially for young girls and for women in general who may not know how their lives have been impacted by rulings that RBG has been a part of, I think that it's been a great history lesson. A lot of things have come out saying, like, you know, if you're in the military, before Ruth Bader Ginsburg took on the case of a woman who was in the military who wanted equal pay and equal housing, which was not even available to women in the military unless you were married. Like, RBG took that case. This is before she was a justice. She took that case all the way to the Supreme Court and won. So if you're a woman in the military and you're single and you have equal pay and equal housing opportunities now through the military, you can thank RBG for that. There are a lot of things that people don't realize that she was so impactful. And I think it's great that people are really taking interest in our legal system, our justice system, and, you know, a woman who is going to be an icon forever.
Well, I think that it comes once in a while to pass that we have somebody who's been in the public eye who really does have an impact, who's not political. Remember, her best friend was Antonin Scalia. Nobody could have been further away from philosophy than the two of them were, but yet they spent socially their time together at the court and on their own much time together, and she freely said that he was her best friend. So I thought it was pretty interesting that you know, when it comes to that, there were people that profiled it, for sure, but not as many people paid attention to it. And maybe you could ask the question, why should they? What's so unusual? Okay, so politically speaking, Richie, you're on one side. You got plenty of friends who are on the other side. You just maybe don't talk about politics or laugh about your points of view. And that's the way it ought to be. What the hell difference does it make? So you've got 20. It's like, I've got 3 kids and you got 4. What's the difference? Go ahead.
Here's the difference, okay? I respect their points of view. Mm-hmm. I may not disagree with it, but I accept their reality and respect their point of view. Because if I deny their point of view, I cannot have a conversation with them and maybe have them see my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect case in point is the gay guy that lives across the street from me that voted for Obama twice. Now he texts me every night and can't wait to vote for Trump. And
really?
He's so excited to have a conversation with me.
Why? Why does he want to vote for Trump?
I mean, he's a dink. He and his partner make good money and dual income, no kids. Two gay guys.
I've never heard that.
He's like, I got my gay marriage.
What?
I don't need the Democrats for anything now.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
My gay friends who are married are actually, depending on what happens with the Supreme Court, gay marriage has been given and taken away in the past, and it could be done again. So I don't know if he really wants to be on that train.
Until his taxes cut.
Well, yeah. Good for him.
I give you as much rope on that one as you want, Victoria. I don't think any of those things are going to change. I just don't. The country, as upset as it is, and as confused as it is, and as right-wing as some parts of it are, and left-wing as other parts, and there the two shall meet.
You know what? That's been a flay of the left for a long time, is to threaten to take away abortion, threaten to take away gay rights, threaten to take away.
But because they have been taken away before. Where? That's why. It's not a threat.
Where have they been taken away? Where is there no growth there? Go ahead, excuse me.
When abortion was not legal, there Roe v. Wade. We know this. We've talked about this on the DJV show for a long time.
Right, but since then.
What do you mean since then?
But it is
since
legal
what I'm
now.
Saying is since then there are so many cases that are working in the lower courts already that are going to end up on the Supreme Court, and if Roe v. Wade will absolutely go all the way back up to the Supreme Court, and you know, whoever Trump chooses, he has made no bones about it. It's going to be a pro-life judge. That shouldn't even be a term. It should be someone who upholds the law. Kavanaugh actually said it was considered settled law. That's not any of the answers answers that we've been getting from Amy Coney Barrett or whatever her name is, she has definitely not said that. So a lot of women, I think rightfully so, are concerned. Maybe it won't happen. Great. It's not like we're wishing for this to happen. But, you know, if you're turning a blind eye and just saying, oh, everything's going to be fine, that's ridiculous. You're not participating in democracy.
Richie and I are saying that it's going to be fine, but I think that somewhere deeply rooted in the minds and the psyche of Americans who have a clue know that this is not something that you can trifle with. You can make a lot of noise about it and make the hay.
Well, what can you do if the Supreme Court,
Newsmax, and some of these other places that just love to beat away at that?
Right, but like take away the news media. But if you're just a regular person who supports a woman's right to govern her own body, and then the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, what can an average person do? Nothing. There's nothing you can do about it.
But getting to that point, all right, we've gotten into that same thing. We're having the same argument that we've had for years and doesn't go anywhere. So it's 16 past the hour. This is the D. No, it isn't either. I was going to say this is D. Say it again, Doug. This is the Talk Radio Review, the roundup of the thoughts we have on the stories this week that are big, according to Talkers Magazine.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
You're listening to this week's overview of the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Review. The week of September 21st is on the bill.
Tech With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Time for us now to continue our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, or to be polite, ladies first, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. So the economy is number 7 this week. How are we all faring? The radio business, which Richie and I are, well, we're all in it. You don't have to go sell spots, though, Victoria.
Thankfully.
Yeah, right. So, Richie is the operations director of Radio America, which is the originating network for this program and all my programs. So what's it like to be in the radio business during the economy situational as it is now?
Transitional, but very good at the moment. You know, a lot of digital growing. The radio business continues to be good, and ad sales are doing well for us right now.
It was scary at first, though, right? It kind of took a nosedive.
It was scary at first. It was, there was a big unknown. but, you know, it's really interesting. We expected a dip, but never really saw it. A lot of people did kind of back off until they knew what business was going to look like for the rest of the year. But some people took the opportunity and dove right in, and especially on the digital side. And digital's on fire right now. So
you're talking about podcasts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, YouTube and our podcast sales are all doing very well right now, and the terrestrial radio ad sales are doing well too.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. That's one side of the economy. You have people that you know, Victoria, who are in business, family businesses. How do you think they're faring?
Not good at all. Their businesses are never going to come back.
What kind of businesses are we talking about? They don't have
some hospitality, some retail boutiques, you know, can't pay the rent anymore and just had to take the entire business online, which really isn't that sustainable. So, my little small town in New Jersey where I grew up, the whole main street are these adorable little shops, and they're going under. And you see it everywhere. You know, it's a very, very hard time for small business. It's unfortunate because so many of these businesses are, you know, some salons I know that are just gone forever, places, you know, it's really sad because people pour their heart and soul into their small business and, you know, something like this hits us so hard and there's just no way to come back.
So what I think when it comes to the economy. I think of big businesses, small businesses, but the ones that are dependent still on China. I saw, I think we talked about it this week, Victoria, on the DJV program. The number one car in America is the Ford Ranger, as far as having parts made in America. Number two, the minivans from Chrysler were number two, and then the Corvette was number three. So, you know, you look at that, and then you look back on, it seems almost, when if you talk to somebody who's your senior, and they knew about cars. Richie, you know a lot about cars. Your family's been in the car business. It wasn't until recently that we even talked about the fact that there were parts in cars that didn't come from America. Because back when we were kids, the cars were all made in America. The parts, everything. You know, it was Delco and remember all the stuff that was in, was a part of the Ford lineup and the General Motors lineup. And then they sold all these things off and they're all made in Taiwan or whatever or China. But I'm wondering how much of
Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico. Well, Mexico now looks good.
My car is a, we have a Chevy SUV, and when we bought it, I remember seeing on the sticker, you know, that they have in the side window, because we bought it, it was brand new, and it said all the parts, most of the parts were from South Korea, but the car was assembled in America.
Right.
Which was the first time I'd ever noticed a sticker like that.
Right. Yeah, assembled in America does mean made in America.
Right.
And you'll notice now, by the way, a lot of the stuff that's made in China doesn't say made in China anymore.
Correct.
On it. And a lot of the things that are coming, you have to dig around. All right, 28 and a half past the hour on the countdown.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. That's 866-500-9981.
School goes on.
And Staples has everything your student needs to learn from anywhere.
Notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to project boards.
And all at amazing prices. This week, 10 packs of Crayola fine tip markers and Staples exclusives Crayola 12-pack markers and 12-pack colored pencils with sharpener are just 97 cents each.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or order online.
School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 10-10 while supplies last. Limit 30 in-store. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been lots of discussions by both Democrats and Republicans about President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says there's no need to rush on her nomination.
This has never happened if they want to set a precedent. This is basically just adding more flames, you know, fanning the flames of division in a country that's already divided. It's something that I would think and hope that we would all come to our senses and say, hey, can't we wait till after the election?
He was on CNN. On Fox News Sunday, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says Mr. Trump is doing nothing wrong.
Whether we're talking about mail-in ballots or...
I think our founders intended elections to have consequences. And when they send people to Washington of a particular party, they expect them to represent their voters.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A former presidential candidate and ex-congressman is tweeting, "I'm doing fine," after being rushed to the hospital. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul was hospitalized after he appeared to suffer a medical episode while recording his YouTube show. The 85-year-old was speaking about free markets on his show, The Ron Paul Liberty Report, when he began to slur his words and lost the ability to speak. He was taken to a hospital in Texas for precautionary reasons. Paul tweeted out a picture of himself in his hospital bed writing, "I am now doing fine. Thanks everyone for your concern." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
One person is dead and many are injured after a shooting at a biker bar in Waterloo, Iowa. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Police in Iowa asking anyone who witnessed the shooting at what they call an unauthorized biker bar in Waterloo early Saturday morning, please come forward. At least one person is dead, 11 others were injured, and one of them is in critical condition. The police chief says there's no longer a threat to the public, and he says he considers the shooting an isolated event. At least 8 people were shot, and others were injured by debris and by trying to flee the scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thirty-four at the hour now. It's the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine that's the focus of our discussion here. And also,
hold on for a second.
There, get that one. All right, a little extra color. You know, everything is real. Yeah, a lot of flies around this time of year. This is the time we take every week to go through and sort of philosophize a little bit, talk about what we've said on the air. When I say we, Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV show, Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gotten ourselves to number six story, the story, the connection that we have to other countries and what other countries think about us. But more specifically this week, I think the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians and the meddling in the election. It's been on the front burner for quite a long time, but it became more poignant when the Chinese, when it became obvious how involved the Chinese are in this. And so I have said very publicly, Richie, Victoria knows this, I'm not going to vote for the lady who is currently my congresswoman because, well, she's not opposed by anybody, but she also will not answer my questions about what she's doing along with other members of Congress, but because she represents me, I want to know what she's doing to bring American businesses back to America. It's crickets. And I've had the exchange. The first time she actually responded to me, she was talking about how much of a mess Trump has made out of our foreign relations, and I shot her a note back, and I said, I didn't ask you to criticize Trump. I asked you what you are going to do as a congressperson to bring businesses that are headquartered, or they could be headquartered in Massachusetts, or used to be headquartered in Massachusetts, back. Nothing. So she doesn't get my vote.
Did you feel like it was a robo letter?
No. The first letter I got, I felt like she had written it, or somebody was an aide, but no. The second, I know her aide locally, and he's an okay guy. He's a kid. And he believes
the answer is not something she wants to do, and that because it means tax relief to help make it feasible for any company to do business here. Because it's, think about this: we have a guy on the network. He does a radio show called Made in America. Neil Asbury owns 35 companies that make mostly kitchen, commercial kitchen. Products, dishwashers, refrigerators, down to spatulas, everything.
Yeah.
And so he's got a lot of companies that are still in Asia and then some that are back short. That's what they call it when they bring them back. And
what do you mean back
he's
short?
Like,
what does that
back
mean?
Shore means you bring it back to the shores.
Back shore. Oh, okay. Back. I thought you said back shore. Got
back
it. Yep.
Shore, yes.
Got it. Yep.
So, and Phil, our producer here, is the producer of this show, Made in America. And one of the things he talks about is, you know, by the time you pay for the shipping from Asia, by the time you pay the duties, by the time you pay off the local guys in China, by the time you pay off this, pay off that, pay off that, at a certain point, it becomes less cost effective to make it in Asia and China, and then you bring it back here. So that's the battle that they have, and that your congressperson should be fighting, is, okay, what is that tipping point? And when can I get it to where it's actually more feasible to pay less taxes here than duties and payoffs and shipping there? And that's what they have to see.
There's this big debate about
tax revenue,
about things that are un-American. I think that approach is American and pro-American, and the other approach is anti-American. When you know how up to their mickeys the Chinese are in trying to screw us over, and the rest of the world, but mostly America, and the Russians, it's kind of sport for the Russians at this point, but when it comes down to the brass tacks of who are our friends and who are not our friends, the Chinese are not our friends. The government, and I say this,
they're stealing. Any company that has anything made in China, their information is being stolen. Their servers are being hacked. Yep. You can guarantee that.
Yeah, right. So why do we put? Why are we not asking? Why isn't this on the front burner of all of these conversations? Especially
well,
when it comes
cases.
To. Well, but they started the health predicament that we're in now. Was caused by them and continues, to be.
Yes. I want to get to the point where, from 9/11, the families of the victims of 9/11, that law passed where they can sue Saudi Arabia directly. I don't know how far it goes, but at least they have that ability. I would like every victim and family's victims' families to be able to do the same thing with coronavirus.
Yep.
And maybe we'll get there next year. It took a long time to get to that point for Saudi Arabia, so who knows.
Listen, the flip side of this story is with foreign affairs in China and Russia is the campaign of disinformation. I was talking to Sarah Carter. She does a podcast with us, and she's a great reporter. She's on Fox News all the time. But she's a reporter's reporter. And she talks about the basically war that we are in with disinformation, and it's coming from so many different avenues. It's coming from China.
What to believe.
It's coming from Russia. It's coming
from Iran.
The big media. It's coming from big tech, big digital. It's coming from both political parties.
So big egg.
Big egg.
Disinformation.
It's coming from
everyone.
So when you open up your, I deleted my Facebook app last week, and I just checked Facebook on my computer now, so I'm not constantly checking it all the time. You need to control the information that you are being fed, because somebody is trying to manipulate you 24/7 from 17 different angles.
Yeah. Right.
And you need to be aware of that. As long as you're aware of that, you can control it and you can decide what you believe is right or wrong information.
Yep.
And you know what I've been saying forever on the DJV show? Stop getting your quote-unquote news from Facebook. Facebook should stay exactly what it is. It's to talk to people that you never really were friends with in high school, but now all of a sudden you're friends with them on Facebook. That's what it is, and that's what it needs to stay, right? I mean, that, like, let's be honest. That's what Facebook
needs
to stay.
What a great
characterization. Oh, my God.
College, too, man.
You are
college
so
and high school.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, that is it. Really
yeah, so like
is.
Stop
you're right.
Trying to stop. People need to stop sharing news.
Well, and the
on
other
Facebook
thing
because they're sharing misinformation.
The other thing, though, Victoria,
so
is
funny.
That how many people now are being affected by they want to censor what's there, and so you have a right to be a moron, you have a right to be a dope, you have a right to be stupid and express yourself. That's what America is all about. So these clowns want to stop that from happening. I think you see the seamy, ugly underbelly of what some Americans are really all about, because they don't have the balsam to say, they wouldn't say it to your face, but they'll hide behind some phony ID on Facebook, and you take it for what it's worth.
But here's the dilemma. They are being manipulated. So there's the people who see a story or see 50 different stories a day and 5 different feeds, whether it's Fox, CNN, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, right? And who knows where that information is coming from, China, Soros, Russia, Republicans and Democrats, whatever it is, right? Somebody's feeding that. And there are the people who see the information and can discern whether that information is some kind of propaganda and whether they should go check it out. And then there are people who just read it and go and repost and
but
start
then,
screaming about
it. Yeah, but then the other side of it is also, the other side is that we have dead-on information that the Chinese government has been involved in the violent protests. We know that we have, and yet that sort of information has been suppressed by the standard media for whatever the reason.
If you were to be able to track the money that are funding these protesters, you would be outraged at where the big, big money is.
Why
isn't
that?
When they're delivering pallets of bricks.
Yeah.
And when U-Haul vans are opening up and people are jumping out of the U-Haul van all armored up and ready to go riot. Something's going on. This is a war that's going taking place in the shadows, and you need to be aware of it.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we're going to deal with to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. That's number five, the whole healthcare thing. But most of the discussion is on vaccines and how good your mask is coming up here on the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. You may have it in your spice rack or enjoy it in South Asian meals. Turmeric is derived from a plant similar to ginger and has also long been used for medicinal purposes.
Turmeric has natural anti-inflammatory compounds called curcuminoids. And these curcuminoids have been associated with a positive effect on various diseases.
Mayo Clinic dietitian Anya Guy says those diseases include type 2 diabetes, obesity, inflammatory bowel disease, and cancer.
Although curcumin or turmeric has anti-inflammatory properties, if you are diagnosed with a condition such as cancer or diabetes, speak to your physician before taking the supplement.
Turmeric can be ingested in powder form or in mixes such as curry or chutney. So how much is safe to take each day?
Turmeric is considered to be safe at doses up to 8 grams per day.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, so let's get to it here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden discussing the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. The debate over whether you get a vaccine or not. When will it be ready? Will it be soon enough? What's going to happen with the mask thing, the microns? So, are you even familiar, Richie, with the debate over masks and how big the micron drops are to come out of your mouth, out of your nose?
I mean, you know, I keep hearing the quote, wearing a mask is like using a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes. So I guess that's what you're talking about, and whether the microbes.
Well, some of them.
Masking the mask.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that definitely applies to those neck gaiters that every dude that I know has been wearing until that study came out that they were
the least
effective. What I wear. Yeah, they're the least effective of all of them. Essentially, in some ways.
Don't care.
Why? Why don't you care? It's what you're going to wear a mask. What's the point of not wearing one that doesn't work?
I wear one to make people feel better.
I do.
So
I think they do a job.
Better, I've got a mask on.
Yeah.
Well,
I do
if I
that
see a guy with a gator running, it doesn't make me feel better because I know it's not doing anything. He's still.
If you see a guy with a what kind?
A neck gator. They're the neck gaiter.
Oh, it's just a bandana.
The round ones, it
looks like a scarf, like a round scarf.
I mean, like surfers use them and snowboarders use them to kind of give an extra layer of warmth. But the reason that they use them for sports is because you can breathe easily. Well, hello, if you can breathe easily through them, they're not effective. And that's so all the guys that I know in our guy group have stopped wearing them now because they're not effective. They're not protecting themselves or anybody else.
Effective at what?
At preventing any of the droplets going through the mask either way. That's the problem. That the size of the, like when you're talking about the chain link fence, you're wearing a chain link fence around your neck.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, and I'm fully aware of it. But like, what's the danger? Like, here's the reality. I know it's a terrible mask, right? I know it's worthless. But I put it on because, you know, in certain places you're required to wear a mask or whatever it is, right? But I stay 6 to 10 feet away from any human, even when I have it on.
Okay.
Because of this. I get it. I'm not going 2 feet away from somebody because I don't want to wear the mask. So I'm out.
Well, yes, you are, because we've run out of time. All right. Discussion of the stories. Thanks to Rich McFadden and Victoria Keenan. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time for a countdown. It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Top five technology stories of the week. Let's hear from Victoria, see how they affected you at number five. The Almost Darwin Award winner of the week.
This was the dumbest tech story. I will say this, I admit. This was the dumbest tech story of the week, but it was one that made it all around the world. A woman fell out of a car onto a busy highway while trying to film a Snapchat video in London. She was hanging out of a moving vehicle in the passenger side. She fell onto the M25 motorway, which is encircles all of London. It's a very, very busy motorway.
Ring road around London, yep.
She is so lucky that she is alive. She landed in a live lane, and the police said it's only with luck that she wasn't seriously injured or killed. And she was treated at the scene by paramedics for non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests were made, which is where a lot of people on social media chimed in and said that there should be arrests filed against her. I agree with that. One person said, you know, the worst thing is if she had been hit by a car, the driver would have been charged with hitting her. And then the driver would have had to live with potentially killing someone for the rest of their life. It's completely unfair. So, and as we know, we've been hearing these stories for years now. Between October 11th and November of 2017, they've had 259 worldwide deaths from selfies. So, it's just, yeah, people continue to be stupid. They fall off mountains. They fall down cliffs. It's ridiculous.
Gives new meaning to the song, Climb Every Mountain. Number four, Microsoft taking a shot at Zoom. Good.
Yep. Yeah, they're definitely taking some notes from Zoom and making Microsoft Teams a lot better. They have that new together mode for Microsoft Teams, which was actually created just for the pandemic for people to have virtual meetings at home. The new background scenes include a number of auditoriums, conference rooms, even a coffee shop. And the mode is, this new mode is getting an update with a new feature that uses machine learning to automatically scale and center people in their virtual seats, no matter how far they're sitting from the webcam, so everybody is lined up evenly. If this sounds familiar, this is what you're seeing when you watch NBA games. They use Microsoft Teams together mode for that virtual crowd feature, where it looks like all of the fans are sitting next to each other, perfectly lined up. And so that's Microsoft Teams is moving forward with all of these layouts. They're also going to allow up to 1,000 meeting participants at one time, and then you can separate out into different rooms. It'd be great for education. Teachers can pop in and out of different rooms into group activities. So it's a lot of advances have been made through Microsoft. It also kind of gives us an indication that I don't know that we're going to be back in regular physical offices anytime soon, because people are pumping more and more money into virtual stuff like that.
Right. Number three this week, Amazon making it easier for you to buy some of the products that they offer.
Yep, Amazon is launching a new environmental program called Climate Pledge Friendly, and it's going to label these certain products that meet one of 19 certifications for sustainability. The goal is to help climate-conscious consumers who don't typically really like Amazon because of Amazon's carbon footprint, but this is a way to actually buy these products. 25,000 products so far have been certified with this new label, and it includes grocery items, household, fashion, beauty, personal electronics, things like that. And so the Climate Pledge Friendly products will be clearly labeled and in the shopping results, and then Amazon has partnered with third-party certifications to let everybody know how sustainable it is to essentially help preserve the natural world.
Number two, Sam's Club having a revitalization of sorts.
Yeah, Sam's Club has a great new thing. They're giving its members a new way to see the doctor virtually. We know telemed and telehealth have been so big during the pandemic that Sam's Club is doing, taking it to the next step. They're using a Seattle-based virtual primary care provider called 98.6. So 98.6 will now be part of Sam's Club. If you are a member at the club or plus membership level, you can sign up for a quarterly subscription, and it will only cost $20 per participant for the first 3 months, and it's actually $10 off the regular fee. With the subscription to 98.6 through Sam's Club, unlimited virtual visits are only $1 each, and then that gives you access to U.S. board-certified doctors 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So this is really, really great stuff. All kinds, 400 common conditions that you can use these doctors for. So not obviously ER-related stuff, but regular, you know, keeping up of health appointments. So I think
number one, Google Maps on the, I'm not a Google mapper, so you'll have to explain this. I don't even know how Google Maps works.
Yeah, Google Maps is, they're including a new COVID layer. They have different layers that you can add if you want to, you know, check out restaurants on the map, or if you want to check out hotels, national parks, whatever. They're adding a COVID map, which will allow you to see how many confirmed cases are in the area that you're searching. And this is a great feature. They're pooling data from Johns Hopkins, the New York Times, and Wikipedia, and this will allow people to, you know, really check out where they're planning on going and to see how safe it is.
All right, so there they are, the top five tech stories this week, as gleaned by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.